From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting multiple explosions rock Jakarta. Several explosions and subsequent gunfire were heard in the central part of the Indonesian capital Thursday, leaving at least six people dead. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably in 2002, the Bali bombings that killed more than 200, mostly foreign tourists. Jakarta has long been warning about the threat of recruitment by Islamic State and other jihadist groups. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Wednesday his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report Friday confirming it has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached in July, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's implementation in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
As agreed, Iran is now well on its way to dismantling critical elements of its nuclear facilities. Just yesterday, the foreign minister reported to me that the calandria of the plutonium nuclear reactor is now out, and in the next hours it will be filled with concrete and destroyed.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry said Iran's release of 10 U.S. Navy personnel Wednesday after their craft drifted into Iranian waters the day before was a success for diplomacy. The freed Navy crew members are now at a U.S. facility in Qatar. Liberia is said to be declared Ebola-free Thursday for the third time, joining the two other hardest-hit West African countries that proved to be ground zero for the epidemic that took more than 11,300 lives over an 18-month period beginning in early 2014. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free November 7. Guinea declared so on December 29. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday that U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq and are set to help Baghdad's forces target Islamic State strongholds. He said about 200 commandos have already established contact with the Iraqis and expect to look for new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
ISIL's a cancer that's threatening to spread. Like all cancers, you can't cure the disease just by cutting out the tumor. You have to eliminate it wherever it is spread and stop it from coming back. Our military campaign accordingly focuses on three military objectives. One, to destroy the ISIL parent tumor in Iraq and Syria by collapsing its two power centers in Mosul and Raqqa.
Speaking at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Carter said the campaign will also target the IS globally as well as here in the U.S. homeland. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the deadly suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed 10 Germans and wounded 15 others.
Bugün bu çerçevede dört ayrı gözaltı.
Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said police arrested four more suspects Wednesday, adding that IS's links to the attack have been confirmed. A number of other suspected Islamic State militants were detained in raids on Wednesday. A suicide bomber killed 12 in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in Kayape, a village of Kolofata district near the border with Nigeria. There's been no official claim of responsibility. The incident took place in an area often targeted by the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. The attack was condemned by UN Chief Ban Ki-moon. The top U.N. official for Ivory Coast Wednesday lauded the relatively peaceful election last October in which incumbent President Alassane Ouattara won a resounding victory. Achatu Menadodu, speaking through an interpreter, addressed the Security Council.
This has opened a new chapter in the country's history and consolidated its achievements towards long-term stability. Despite the withdrawal of three candidates and the arrest and detention of several persons for organizing unauthorized political gatherings and demonstrations, the national authorities, including the security forces, demonstrated their ability to assume responsibility for organizing and safeguarding the voting process.
She announced the UN peacekeeping mission deployed in 2004 to help end civil war is being reduced. Niger says it's now rounded up at least a dozen soldiers and one civilian in connection with last month's failed coup attempt. The defense minister Wednesday said at least four officers have confessed to wanting to overthrow the government and appealed for clemency. A federal judge in Texas sentenced an Irish national to a year in prison Wednesday for trafficking in banned black rhinoceros horns. British agents acting on a U.S. warrant arrested Patrick Sheridan in Wales last year. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.